about that, too. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, Dr. Sadler, Jim Sadler, pediatrician in the Los Angeles area, is with us, talking at the outset here about a strange occurrence over the last few days. In Edmonton, Alberta, a 13-month-old baby wearing only a diaper wandered out into sub-zero temperatures and was almost frozen to death, but for the great work of the doctors at the emergency ward where she was taken, and she's fine now. And then in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, a 2-year-old boy hospitalized, also found unconscious outside the home in frigid cold temperatures. Dr. Jim Sadler is a pediatrician. And Jim, how are you?
Really good, Phil. Having a hard time hearing you. I'm in the middle of traffic right now, but I did want to weigh in because some of the literature on diapers, a lot of the things that we talked about at our where we have a family diaper service, seems to bear out.
What is the, you're talking about plastic diapers may have played a role in babies trying to cool them. Are you saying these children are trying to cool themselves off?
It's possible, and I have been on the lecture circuit for about the last eight months, talking to mothers' groups, talking to doctors. The plastic diaper does not breathe. There is no way for air to get in. The synthetic plastic diaper is very earth unfriendly. I'm amazed that this information has come out. And
so, in theory, what happened to these two babies going out into sub-zero temperatures and almost freezing to death is that they were hot?
I think that what happens is that a lot of mothers, especially modern mothers, who are now relying on the propaganda from the plastic diaper industry, and you know the brand names, Huggies and Loves and Pampers, they rely on this disposable aspect. They rely upon this ease of application aspect, and they forget that their children can get warm. And I believe there is some kind of, the colloquial phrase is ass sweat or rear end sweat, that they begin to sweat and the heat is too much for them. They try to get outside and to throw the diaper off. Rubbing it in, and this is...
All right, just to be clear, Dr. Sadler, the kids are going outside trying to get out of these diapers.
They're trying to get some cold air. I don't think they recognize at that age what is really causing the problem, but they're trying to get some air. They're trying to cool down as a result of these unfiltered, these very restrictive, very hot, very encasing plastic diapers that, very sadly, a lot of the mothers are relying on these days.
Now, well, there was a time when mothers used cloth diapers, but they became very unwieldy, right?
Well, we see this still in our own business. I in addition to taking care of some 300 to 400 families at a clinic here in the San Fernando Valley area of Los Angeles, we have a family diaper service where we wash launder diapers. We have a wonderful service where we press the diaper. Our business has fallen like a rock since the advent of the plastic diaper. And there are days where you can literally stand there and nobody brings in diapers to be laundered.
I'm sorry, you said this was a family business?
This is a family business operated by my brother-in-law and my sister, and it's one that I've got some financial interest in. And it disturbs me very much that women are not getting the message. Plastic diapers, your children's, they're sweating, it's too hot for them. As a result, they don't get air up into the area. And also, they want to get out and get the diaper off. I think that could have happened in the middle of the night.
All right, we're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler, a pediatrician, who believes that the two children that wandered out into the snow and almost froze to death were wearing some kind of a plastic diaper that did not allow for any cold air, and they were looking to cool off.
They're looking, to put it simply, looking to cool off. And I indict, in my personal opinion, is it's the plastic, it's the Gestapo tactics of Huggies and these... plastic diaper business And
the Gestapo tactics.
I think they've muscled people such as my own family out of the diaper service business. And the Nazi, and I'll say it again, sir.
I think you're being extreme.
No, I will say it again. The Nazi Gestapo tactics of the plastic diaper business and the lazy mothers that are using these plastic diapers, I think more than anything else in Dyson Cosme.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Dr. Jim Sadler about plastic diapers, Pampers, Huggies, Loves, and the fact that they are restrictive, they don't breathe, there's not enough cold air getting through these things. If it's possible that these babies that are almost freezing to death out in the snow are just looking to get some cold air or looking to get some cool air. You refer to mothers who use Pampers, Huggies, Loves, these kinds of things, as lazy. And
I really believe it, Phil. And
you know that these are women that love their children, and they are looking for convenience in a very fast world. And
you have diaper services that have been around. Our family diaper service has been around since 1975. We launder, we starch, we do disinfecting. There is antibacterial treatment of all of the fabric. It is folded and delivered back to the customer. Our rate, we feel, is very competitive. And yet we don't have, and this is a business my family's been in for years, the diaper business. And because of the plastic diapers, what am I supposed to do? I'm standing around looking stupid because of the Gestapo tactics.
You have used the terms like Gestapo tactics and the Nazi Gestapo tactics of the plastic diaper business. And that is to say what?
That is to say that they have muscled the honest diaper service people out, and now you've got kids running out and throwing themselves into the snow to try to get some relief from sweat.
You called it ass sweat, and I'd rather we not say that.
All right, but there is this significant perspiration in the area and up the crack. You know, it is the children are looking for relief.
So a kid goes into the snow to get relief from how hot the plastic diaper is.
Right, and almost freezes to death.
All right, but this is your opinion, because we have no idea why these children went out. What's the positive? You're a pediatrician.
So it's a natural instinct. It's a survival instinct for children to save the very skin on their rear ends. I think that's why we have the saying.
But you're a doctor, okay? Couldn't it be that a baby wakes up in the middle of the night, is not restrained by a crib cage or whatever, opens a door and walks outside?
Why? Babies survive. Why doesn't the baby just walk into a bonfire? You don't see babies doing that. You don't see babies stepping into some kind of a press drill or stepping into a wine press. When's the last time you saw a child crawl into a wine press? And wait for the...
Crawl into a what?
A wine press.
The thing that they crush grapes with?
Right.
I've never seen a child...
Well, then it's stupid to assume that they would go outside. When you take a plastic diaper off of a child, the area covered looks like a pink raisin, dried up, pruny. It's very infected.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler, pediatrician on plastic diapers possibly being the cause of children wandering into the snow and almost freezing to death. One instance in Canada, the other in Wisconsin. 1-800-449-8686. Reggie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Good evening. I think the doctor's theory is ridiculous. If a child has on a diaper that's irritating, it's too hot, too tight.
By the plastic diaper.
Excuse me, doctor.
You understand what I mean by plastic diaper.
Yes, I do. Pampers. That's ones I'm familiar with. The child would try to pull the diaper off. The child would tear at the diaper. The child would break through the diaper.
But could I ask you your experience at this?
Yes, I have five children.
All right. And obviously, and you live in where?
I live in Colorado.
All right. Well, that's not Canada.
Well, but doctor, the fact is we have cold weather, too. And you're least qualified to talk about it in California. I mean, what kind of cold weather
do you experience? Well, let me ask you, are you familiar with Pampers?
I am.
Has been doing the job of brainwashing young parents such as yourself for years.
Oh, doctor, please. No one's brainwashing these words you use, these phrases. Nazi Gestapo tactics.
The Gestapo tactics are the...
Why are you saying Gestapo?
Because They have brainwashed parents, mothers, into believing that the only way they can live is with a plastic diaper.
Doctor, you have a financial interest in this. And it shows
that's true.
My family has had a diaper service for almost 25 years.
Well, you bought it the wrong time, doctor, because cotton diapers probably went out just when you bought.
Let me ask you a question. Do your children wear the Pampa?
They're all out of them, thank goodness.
Well, but did they?
Yes, they did.
All right, so you tortured your children. For what reason? For convenience?
Oh, doctor, you're using these terms you use, doctor.
No, I'm asking
my children wore Pampers. And in particular, my youngest son, if the diaper was uncomfortable, if it were too hot, he'd pull them off.
The concentration camp tactics.
For you to say that a child, that the parents are lazy, the parents, yes, they were lazy and trifling for not watching their kids getting out the door, but certainly not because they wore Pampers, doctor.
Well, I have to tell you.
Well, you haven't answered this man's point about...
I was going to say, with adhesive closures, kids can't get them off.
That's not true, doctor. That's simply not true.
They have adhesive closures. They run into the night to pull them off of their rear ends.
Doctor.
They rub up against trees, whatever they can do.
Let me ask you, is there any evidence...
It is possible, through some of the tracks in the snow, that the child literally got on his rear end and tried to rub them off on a driveway.
I'm sorry, were you asking me?
No, I'm making a comment to you that it's possible these children literally, in the cold of the night, and imagine this, sat down on a driveway and tried to rub them off on the asphalt.
Oh, doctor, you don't know that.
Well, it's possible.
It's also possible that pigs can fly.
Well, okay, who's the doctor here?
Yeah, and who's the guy who's got a financial interest in a diaper service?
Have you ever seen one of your children try to rub his diaper off on an asphalt driveway?
Have you?
I've never seen one of your children do it, but I have seen children do it, yes, sir.
Have you seen children try to sit in a driveway and rub their diapers off?
Yes, I have, sadly.
Oh, doctor.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler has joined us from the San Fernando Valley. It is his opinion that it's possible that his children are freezing out in the snow because they're going outside to get some air. They can't stand wearing these plastic Pamper diapers, Huggy diapers, Love diapers, whatever other brand. I don't know that these children were even wearing those brands of diapers. But that if mothers are using these diapers, they're the victims of propagandizing and too lazy to use cloth diapers. Once again, keep in mind that his family has had a financial interest in a diaper service since 1975. And he says the business has dropped like a rock. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. Back to Dr. Jim Sadler, pediatrician, who believes that one of the reasons why these children are freezing out in the cold, wandering out into the cold, is because their Pampers or their Huggies are too hot, and they're trying to literally scrape them off of their rear ends. And you say it's because they are restrictive.
Well, and Phil, keep in mind the plastic diaper is... it is not ecologic. It clogs landfills. It is very earth-unfriendly. The plastic diaper doesn't... breathe. I have been on lecture circuits very much in favor of returning to the cloth diaper. And you can say anything you want. You and your listeners can say anything you want. You can, abuse me. And
we're not abusing you, doctor.
I can tell there's a certain attitude. My family had a successful cloth diaper business. And just for a moment, if you could imagine cleaning doo-doo out of
Okay, I know what you're saying. A baby's...
The baby doo. And that is humiliating. I saw my mother do it. I saw my father do it. I got out of it. I became a doctor. But I go back every now and again, and I look at my brother-in-law scrubbing somebody's kid's underwear, and I want to hurt someone. I want to hurt someone.
So you're angry, and that's what I'm thinking here is maybe at the bottom line that a business was lost. Here is Jesus in Tucson. Jesus?
Yes, I am.
You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment. Yeah, I live in Tucson, Arizona, and it gets pretty hot down here.
Right.
But you don't go seeing babies, you know, going out to their driveways trying to scrape these their diapers off, man. That's ridiculous.
In Tucson, Arizona, 19, are you familiar with the Todd Brenninger case?
Excuse me?
Todd Lee Brenninger, he was a three-year-old.
No, I'm not.
All right, in Tucson, he was rubbing a diaper on a tree. And you're saying that you don't see babies running outside?
No, I don't. Not trying to scrape their diapers off. I have two children of my own. We've used diapers on them, and they've never, you know, complained about or even tried to, you know, go on rubbing their diapers off on the driveway. I mean,
you haven't seen any of your children try to rub a diaper
off
on the
driveway?
No, I haven't.
And it gets pretty hot down here, believe me.
Yo, I would imagine in Arizona.
In Arizona, you do usually find babies in pools trying to cool off, though, don't you?
Well, there's a lot of pools in here in Arizona.
Yes.
I mean,
you have public pools there, and I'm sure where you live, there is either a community pool or your own pool, correct?
Of course. I mean,
all
we
right.
have those are the. That's how we cool out here in Arizona.
Exactly. One of the situations that we find, Phil, our babies, regrettably, three babies in the last 4 years in the state of Arizona face down in a pool.
Well, you're finding kids drowning in pools all the time. Children drown in pools if they're not watched.
I believe it's exactly. they're trying to get cooled off.
Exactly.
What?
Now we have a law here that requires a fence around a pool. I mean, if you get caught.
You got the same law in California.
But you never have you seen babies running outside in diapers?
Yes, I have.
All right.
But never them trying to pull them off.
That's step.
I mean, I just think it's absurd that, you know, you would say that.
I don't know you, and I'm sure you're a fine father, but I find it hard to believe that after seeing a baby sprint outside, you never saw one try to pull a diaper off.
Not at all. No, I don't think so.
Why would he lie?
I think he's protecting himself.
No, not at all.
Whatever. No. Okay. Hey, Seuss, thank you.
Thank you
for your call.
Much.
All right. Judy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Judy. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, this is Judy.
Yes, Judy, you're on the
yeah.
air. Go right ahead.
I think that this doctor, personally, I think he's a quack. I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
I have practiced in the pediatrical forum for 31 years.
Well, I feel sorry for the kids that you're handling.
Oh, I see. I'm trying to save the lives of children. How dare you?
Yeah, how
are
dare you?
Are you a mother?
How dare you?
What do you know about children? Are you a mother?
Yes, I am.
Of how many children?
Five.
Oh, and I suppose you're going to tell me not one of them ran outside and tried to strip the diaper off.
No, they didn't. They wore cotton diapers.
Bullcrap.
Hey, Sadler, they wore cotton diapers, but they also wore rubber pants on top of that because that was the thing that everybody did.
Oh, that's
people, what
kinky.
Do you call
that is
those
so,
people?
So sick.
Excuse me,
what
sir.
Is
if you don't mind
no,
giving
she puts
me the,
kid
opportunity.
In the rubber panties. I hate that.
Go ahead,
well,
Judy.
Well, you hate a lot of things.
Well, it's very ill.
Yeah,
go.
You hate a lot of things that are cutting into your financial pocket there, right?
I think this is what we're talking.
Go ahead, make your point.
My point is, I do not believe that you have any other concern in your mind other than your pocketbook.
I think
if
that's
if you
okay.
were selling something else, even if you were selling the plastic diapers, you'd be touting them, and you would be against the cotton ones.
No, that's not true, and I'll tell you why. We are in the diaper service business because we want to save our planet. Every time you pulled one of those plastic rubber panties off one of your kids and threw it into the garbage, that murdered a seagull. That is the kind of Gestapo seagull murdering tactics that the Nazi pamper, you know.
Where are they throwing those diapers if the seagulls are getting them?
You threw it in your garbage, goes to a landfill. And
no, I didn't throw anything in my garbage, honey.
What are you
I
doing
told
with the rubber
you I
pants?
Had cotton. You weren't paying attention.
What did you
I
do with the... No, I'm saying the rubber...
I used cotton diapers on my
But
kids.
You said you slipped rubber pants on over that.
That's right.
So what'd you do with those?
They wore out. They wore out like anything does. What do you do when you buy
maybe,
a Coke and you have
just
those plastic
maybe,
things around the bottle?
Well, maybe it's something you...
What do you do with those? You
maybe
buy
your
anything
husband
made out
slipped
of plastic?
Them on late at night.
What?
Hey,
no.
Sadler.
Yeah?
Sadler.
Yeah?
Why don't you...
It's Dr. Sadler.
Why don't you
thank
hold
you
your
much.
Thoughts for a moment and give someone else
right.
a chance to speak?
Let Judy finish.
It's Dr. Sadler. I will have you know.
Go ahead, Judy. Go
I
on.
Don't know that. I haven't seen your credentials. All I hear is
rubber,
your lip service.
Those rubber panties you pulled off of yourself and put them on your kids. Did you ever...
Just finish, Judy, what you wanted to say. Go ahead.
All I want to say is that this man is a quack. I think he's a nut. It was worth me
I
to
think
spend
you're nuts
the extra
rubber,
money on the phone call and my car
putting
phone
rubber on your kids.
Just to say that to him.
All right, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Jim Sadler. Just a few more minutes with him as we're talking or trying to get through some of the theory concerning the injury to two infants, one in Canada, one in Wisconsin, having to do with the cold. Now, these are babies that one was, I believe, 13 months, the other 2 years, wandered out into the cold and almost froze to death. Both of them are alive. One, the two-year-old boy, though, is in serious condition, I think. And your basic premise here has to do with plastic diapers, that they don't breathe, that they're too hot, and that the kids go outside to try to rub them up.
Phil, you can say what you want. You've got instances, one instance in Manitoba, Canada, 1986, where a 8-month-old crawled outside, and tried to rub his diaper off on the bark of a tree. In another instance...
How hot was it? How cold was it?
I think it was like 60 below. Now, how could a baby want to go outside in 60 below weather? But they call me nuts. Now,
there have been people saying that you have a financial interest in running Pampers and Huggies out of business because your family's been in a diaper service business, because you launder diapers.
That's right. And they call me nuts because they hate the diaper service business. They've always hated it. And they want to push us out of business with these concentration camp Gestapo.
All right, you're really doing a disservice to a lot of people who survived the Holocaust by comparing the business tactics of Pampers to the Gestapo, okay?
Well, you're telling me. I lived it. I lived the horror every night, hearing my wife go to sleep crying after being brutalized by the Huggies rep. And
What do you mean?
The fact that they sold more and we...
Were they brutalized by the Huggies rep or not?
They were not, but they were...
Okay, then don't say that if it didn't happen.
But he came to our business and said, ha ha, we're selling diapers, ha ha ha. And then he left like that on his lunch hour. To hear your wife cry herself to sleep after scrubbing some kid's crap out of a diaper all day long. Let me tell you something, my friend.
I'm not saying that...
It just hurt.
All right, I'm not minimizing that. 1-800-449-8686. Eric on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Doctor, these children, and they're in...
Are you a father? Are you a father?
Probably, yes. Father, too.
Yes.
And my question is, what I noticed from my children is that when they were little, from the very get-go, if they didn't like something, they cried about it. They cried quite loudly to get our attention.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, how do you know they're outside before you're awake?
Okay, my point is, at what point does the child wake up and go, you know what, I'm not going to cry, I'm not going to wake my parent up who's sleeping next to me, I'm just going to take care of this myself.
Well, we do believe there's somnambulism and narcolepsy involved, and that is the central nervous system. The central nervous system sort of takes over autonomically.
And what are you talking about, sleepwalking?
We believe there could be some sleepwalking. The child is dreaming, literally, that his rear end is burning up, and he has to crawl out of the crib. Imagine.
So he stops thinking and says, you know what, I'm going to go take care of this by getting out and going outside in the Arctic weather instead of crawling like an infant would do so his parent would wake up. This child stopped thinking as a child?
No, the child is now a somnambulatic state has taken over, overtaken by the subconscious.
Still, he's a child. If the child is even in any type of state, embolism,
the
self-survival.
The man's saying that the kid is going to cry first, and...
When the subconscious... He might not want to wake anybody. I don't know.
And what do you mean he doesn't want to wake?
You don't know.
Since when does it...
No, at all. This is a child.
I have
his first instinct for survival was to cry out for his parents.
So how many diapers have you scrubbed out?
You know what? Another thing. If
your
family doesn't like scrubbing diapers, get a new industry. Come on. Change jobs. You did it.
That's exactly correct. You went into the pediatric business. Why doesn't your family...
My wife cried herself to sleep when I was in medical school, scrubbing out some kids... Dirty, filthy ass rap.
Okay, so if you're not doing it now, you feel so loving, give your family jobs.
Yeah, get...
If you've got a business going...
Oh, who's laughing? Is that Mr. Henry laughing?
Yes, that was funny. Give your family... Close down the diaper business and hire them all in the pediatric business as nurses or whatever.
And by the way, the diapers that they use today have little chemical pellets. All they do is expand once there's... fluid introduced into it. There's a cloth on either side of it. They've opened it up so they can breathe. When was the last time you looked at one of those diapers?
What? What are you talking about?
Look at a diaper. Did you ever have your family compare the competition?
Well, you know something? I would really think twice about a man who, like, inspects a diaper.
Okay. He's
not
a father.
One, doctor. Get your head out of it. Think about it, man. You're a man of science. Get a clean diaper. Buy
the
package.
I would like, you know something? I would like people to know that we do have a diaper service. Sandler's Ass Wraps.
I'm certain you do.
25131.
All right, Eric, you're making a very good point, and you won't listen to this man's point. You're pitching your Sandler's Ass Wraps. What is that?
That is the diaper service.
I knew it.
Oh, man. Here is Susan on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, this is for the doctor.
213-251-3189. Yes, ma'am.
This is for the doctor still pitching his diaper service.
Well, you
obviously, you're pitching your diaper service to increase your revenues.
No, I'm trying to save
our ecology.
And you're
trying to put alarm into the hearts and minds of mothers and fathers.
I'm saving our environment.
Who are completely responsible.
Saving our environment.
I've used both. I have three children. I've used both, and I got to say, I prefer the plastic.
Of course you are, because you're lazy.
No, I'm not
Wait, whoa. Let's not start to...
No, lazy has nothing to do with it.
And what does it have to do with...
Nothing at all.
Then what does it have to do with if it's not
well,
lazy?
Who wants to cart around a bunch of dirty...
Lazy. That's what I meant. Lazy.
...diapers in their car all
lazy.
Day long.
That's
when
exactly.
You can, no,
yeah.
No.
Well, who
no.
wants to... Because they breathe, because they're cleaner, because with a good diaper service like the Sandler's Ass Wraps, this is a service. We can do the diapers. You pick them up. You've got a nice supply.
I've heard a lot of people say that they got to cart the dirty diaper back to the house, and they don't want to do that.
Oh, well, excuse me. Your kid crapped into something. What are we supposed to do with it?
Well, I'll tell you what.
A lot of people just leave it on the beach. I wouldn't recommend that.
Diaper rashes are not exclusive to plastic diapers. You can get them with cloth. It depends upon how often
the mother or father changes.
All right, thanks for your call, ma'am. Here is Catherine on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, I have
two comments.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
One of them is, how can you refer to a diaper service?
You gave your number.
Something to do with ass when you're talking about a child.
Well, first of all, this is you talk about adults. The children are not bringing their own diapers.
But I don't need your products. My kids would, and I would never buy something that referred to as ass. They're children.
No,
and second of all, I have four kids. Are you going to listen, or are you going to shut me off like you have everyone else?
I'm allowed to comment on it.
No, you've been running your mouth. Let the lady talk.
Sandler's Ass Wraps, 213.
I have four kids, and every one of my kids has pulled off their Pampers. Every single one of them.
They hate them. Don't you get it?
No, I get it that they're curious, and that's why the little kids walk out in the snow. They're kids.
But they walk out in the snow to kill themselves? They can't stand the Pampers.
Have you never been around kids? Do you not know that kids get into everything?
Oh, see, I got it. 3 o'clock in the morning. Let's take a stroll out in the snow. Are you?
Well, apparently the mom was asleep, so she had no supervision. But you know, my kids get into everything. That's why they have child-proof locks for cabinets.
You know, lady, your children may be at risk. You have just told me that they pulled their Pampers off, that they live in the snow.
Because
you know
they're kids. I didn't say my kids go in the snow.
Where are you going?
I'm
going
to call Child Protective Service.
Oh, now, wait a second.
Okay, then.
Wait
Whatever.
A minute.
Oh, she just said her kids are pulling their underwear off in the snow. The
I didn't
thing,
say that. If you would shut your trap and listen for 2 seconds, you would have heard what I said. What I said was, my kids are able to pull their diapers off. It does not take a genius. And I also said that kids are curious. That's why they have child-proof locks on things. Have you never been around a kid?
What are they curious about? They're pulling the Pampers off to look at what, their wiener? They've seen that a million times.
It's called curiosity. Kids get into everything. The same reason that they pull their socks off when you put socks on them. Or they take a hat off when you put a hat on them.
The only thing that sucks around here is you and your attitude.
She said socks.
That people would take
Ma'am,
their kids to see you.
The
you
only business
me.
That you know, the only business that my family diaper says at service. The only business we get lately are adult cloth diapers, and 35-year-old men. Isn't
scares
that great?
Me.
Scares
you? You scare me.
Why do I
scare?
Because I'm trying to save people's lives. I'm trying to save the ecology. I'm trying to save the environment.
Oh.
Shut up! You're
really?
Just running your mouth.
I want to also address the idea that Sandler's Ass Wraps, which she doesn't like the name of that.
No.
Well.
Could you plug your company one more time, please? I don't think there's anybody in this country that hasn't heard the name ass now.
I think the lady is making a very good point. A diaper service for babies, and It's called Sandler's Ass Wraps.
That's right.
Nice name.
That's
really?
The most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life.
I'll say it again. Are the babies bringing their own diapers in?
No.
Then how about a couple of wraps for mom and dad?
It doesn't matter. You don't say the F word when referring to something about kids.
Sure do.
The same thing. Well, then you know what? You are a sick man. You are very sick. And
right.
I can't believe
as
that anybody
in,
would take
in,
their kids to see you as a doctor.
As in my two effing kids cost me too much money to send to college.
You
all
are
right.
A sick. Sick man.
You know, Catherine, it's a good thing I don't know where you live, or I would have had Child Protective Services come over there.
Because
and,
my
and,
kids are curious. You know what? My kids are just like every other kid in this world.
But, so you're telling me you never called your kids little effers?
No, I never have.
Well, you are.
Because I'm a good parent. I'm a good parent.
And what division of Pampers do you work in?
No, wait a second.
No, she obviously works
Excuse
for
me?
Pampers. You work for Pampers, don't you? You
no.
work for the blood-sucking Nazis.
No, for your information,
right.
you idiot, I'm a paramedic.
A paramedic?
Yes.
And you know kids are trying to whip those diapers off.
Oh, whatever.
And you never
no.
said, look at this little effus. Oh,
they're
frozen.
Doing everything they can to crawl away from your ass wraps.
All right, Mr. Henry, thank you very much.
Oh, he hung up.
Oh, big surprise. Does that surprise you?
No, he, you know what? He got his stinking name of his business out there enough times, though.
Where did you find this guy?
He's a pediatrician who has got this whole thing about Pampers being not ecologic, and now he's trying to lay the Pampers on the blame of these kids that are freezing out in the snow. So, you know, a lot of people say these plastic diapers are no good for the ecology, but this cat turns out he's got a diaper service.
Well, what's the name? Ass in it, you know?
Yeah,
hello.
Sandler's Ass Wraps. This is the kind of... It's California. What can I tell you?
No kidding. Well, and did you notice that he was saying that they weren't ecological and all that stuff, but then mm-hmm. he said that his wife was wiping the poop out of the diapers?
Yeah.
Notice it wasn't him cleaning the diapers.
No.
Oh, you know why she was crying? He said that she was...
She was crying herself to sleep at night, yeah.
Because she was she figured out what she was married to. It had nothing to do with the diaper service.
Right.
It was that she couldn't believe she walked down the aisle.
Right. Well, I think in a lot of ways, see, you're a mother, right?
Yes.
But you're also a paramedic. You're a professional.
Yes.
So you have to do both jobs, don't you?
I do.
And
I do.
So much of...
You still got this broad on.
Where'd you come from?
Well, I called back. I thought that was the end of the hour.
Oh, God, he came back.
Holy
He's like geez. A fungus.
Oh, shut up.
Look, I got to hang up now.
An immature fungus. You are really a pediatrician.
All right,
Did
he's a baby.
Did you get your license and gave
us? He's a baby. I'm sorry.
Oh,
thank you, Catherine.
1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, world famous, 1-800-449-8686. Nobody anywhere does a show like this one. Nobody anywhere could do a show like this one, and no one anywhere wants to do a show like this one. I'm the only guy that wants to do this. All right, now, there was an earthquake in Seattle today. I don't know if you heard, 6.8 on the Richter scale. Earthquakes are not funny to a lot of people. Earthquakes are not funny to me. I've lived through several because I grew up and now reside in a place called Southern California, which you know is a earthquake hotspot. But Seattle, that's a whole different story. Seattle is in the Northwest, although we have had quakes in Alaska. I don't recall any major quakes hitting Seattle, although they do say they had a big one, a 7.0 back in the 19th century, but like, who remembers that? We got some audio, and this is no joke. And when you hear it, you'll know it's no joke. This is audio of a guy cutting a commercial at a radio station in Seattle, and then the quake hits as he's cutting the commercial. This, I'm going to tell you something. Well, I'm going to play it, and then I'll... But I do want you to know that one of the members of our staff was here and heard this, and for some people, especially in Los Angeles, when they hear any kind of earthquake coverage, or they hear any kind of, or they are taken back to any kind of experience of an earthquake, they have a sensory memory of the 94 Northridge quake. And one person on our staff heard this and, like, left the room in tears because it was just, like I say, the sensory memory of living through one. So anyway, here it is. This is the sounds of the Seattle quake this morning.
Call Dimension Systems today at 1-888-346-7979. That's 1-888-346-7979. That's an earthquake. Whoa.
Crying out f***ing loud. Jesus Lordy.
Uh-oh.
Jesus Lordy. Christ all f***ing mighty. Uh-oh.
Is that cool or what? That is awesome. All right. That's so bitchin'. Anyway, that sound at the end sounded like a motorcycle. It was the tape, I guess. The reel-to-reel was spinning on the capstan or something. It was just suddenly, it was going into fast-forward. But whatever happened, it triggered the, so dig that. That sounds like a, I've been in quakes that just sort of stay at one level. That one sounded like it suddenly got worse, man. Have you, is that the way Northridge was? Like, Northridge was sort of just one constant. And started off with a boom and just sort of stayed at that level and then diminished. But that thing starts off like, you know, well, that's an earthquake. And then, man, did it sound to you like these guys, you know, you only freak out if you're in a building, you know, you're higher up than a couple of floors. If you're ground floor, just dive for cover because you figure the worst thing that's happened is the roof will cave in. And if you're under a doorway or something, well, hell, I don't know. So Craig was in the Philippines during a quake that was just like that. What quake was that? What, 93? Oh, the 1989 Philippines. Oh, I remember. Was that, like, where was that? Manila? Outside of Manila, 89? And it was like that. Earthquakes are, there's something wrong with me. They've never bothered me. They've never bothered, I've been in them. I heard that. They've never really bothered. Now, I was, in 1987, I was on the air at a local radio station during the, what was the Whittier earthquake. The quake hit in a commercial break. We had stopped playing music. I said something. I went into a commercial break, and the quake hit during the commercial break. And I remember my producer at the time starting to cry because she had just moved in from New York, so this was a whole new thing for her. So we all stood under the doorway looking like idiots. And I remember the three of us, you know, with our sort of backs to each other, standing in the doorway. It looked kind of silly. And anyway, that was the, imagine me worrying about looking silly in the middle of an earthquake. And then the thing subsided, and we went back on the air, and it was no big thing. But I remember we were in a glass building, and if we had run outside or anything, it was like been tons of glass. And at the time, I was living with my girlfriend. She was picking up clothes in our house. When I came home, I found my jeans laying on the driveway, and I said, well, what did you do? She said, when the quake hit, I ran outside, and I just happened to be holding your pants. And she just left everything dumped out there. I got home and I found my pants laying in the driveway. And she said, and by the way, get out. Well, thank you, honey. One more time. Here we go.
Call Dimension Systems today at 1-888-346-7979. That's 1-888-346-7979. That's an earthquake. Whoa.
Crying out f***ing loud.
Just...
Uh-oh.